I grew up in a place called La Crosse, Wisconsin. La Crosse is easy to find. Just go down to the arch, jump in the river, and swim upstream about 450 miles. You get to La Crosse. La Crosse, like St. Louis, exists because of the river. And the thing about the river up that way is it's completely different than here. The current's not as strong. It's beautiful. And you can actually swim in the river. In fact, growing up, my friends and I, in the summer, spent most of our time out on the river, swimming and fishing and water skiing and all of that good stuff. Kind of think Huck Finn with an Evinrude outboard. The father of one of my friends was a true river rat, and he practically lived on the river. And he was always telling us as kids and as young people, he would say, yeah, go out on the river, enjoy the river, get on the water. But keep in mind, the river's dangerous. And if you don't respect the river, it will kill you. And drownings happened quite often, especially after people had had a couple of drinks, which in the state of Wisconsin is not uncommon. So it was this wonderful place, this amazing place. Some of my greatest memories as a child, as a kid, are on the river. But we always knew that the river, the water, was also a dangerous place. That the water, too, could be a place to be careful with. We have heard this evening nothing but stories about water. And we are getting ready to bring four people into full baptism in the Catholic community through water. We know from the very beginnings, the earliest stages of who we are as a church and as a faith community, that baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ through water and the Spirit was what makes someone who we are. And it remains life-giving. There is no life without water. And at one and the same time, the symbolism of water retains its danger. Ask Pharaoh and his army about water. And that's the wonderful and deep sense and the beauty and mystery of the sacrament of baptism. That it is a reminder both of death and life at one and the same time. That's why we can call the font the place of baptism. We can refer to it both as tomb and womb. Because when we enter into baptism and we go into the water, as Paul reminds us, we enter into the death of Jesus Christ. Death is not just a Good Friday thing. But baptism is a reminder, the ultimate reminder, that we have died in Christ. And when one comes from the font, as one is raised up out of the water, that life in Jesus Christ is symbolized by that same exact water. It is the source and place of life for us as Christians. It is our womb. It is our beginning. It is the start of our life in Christ. That's what water is. And that is what we celebrate. Entrance into the death, the suffering of Christ, and into His life, which is stronger than death. That God's love is more powerful than anything else. And it's not just for the four who will be baptized. Because all of us will be reminded of who we are. And all of us will be reminded of the fact that still today, right now, all of us need to die to something. All of us need to die to the sinfulness and the selfishness and the fear that so has a hold on all of us. And let's be honest, there is a lot in our society and in our culture that needs to die. Our fears as a nation needs to die. Our fear of our sisters and brothers, many of whom have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ, who are huddled on our border, those Christian sisters and brothers, not criminals, not invaders, sisters and brothers, that fear needs to die. And our fear of being incapable of recognizing both as individuals, but perhaps especially as an institution, as a church, as a society, our fear of the other, our fear to express the privilege some of us have had, that needs to die. And we as a faith community, as a church, our secrecy needs to die. Our fear as a faith community of change needs to die. And the font and the water reminds us that there is death that needs to take place. But there is life. And that's the great paradox, that's the great contradiction that we live in tonight. That out of our ability to die, the grace of the Spirit in Jesus Christ sets us free and gives us life. So come to the water. Come to the water and die. And die to all those things that we know that we need to die to. And come to the water to find life, life in Jesus Christ, liberation, freedom, an end to fear. All the things that we desire and hope and long for, we'll find it right there. Come to the water and keep coming to the water. Baptism is a one-time thing. Living a life from a baptismal faith, that lasts forever. We come. And we enter the font, and we are made new, and we are given life. The life of Christ in that living water. Come to Christ. Come to the water. Come to die. Come to live.